It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, you went to one that's getting a lot of Oscar buzz, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
So this is on Netflix right now. It's not in theaters. And that was, the choice of a lot of studios with these 2020 releases is to go right to streaming. Whether that will continue in 21, that's the great question of the next year in the movie business. Yeah. But, getting a lot of Oscar buzz. This is based on an August Wilson play, very, very famous playwright who also wrote Fences, which became a Denzel Washington film in 2016. And just like with Fences, you can tell you're watching a play on film. But I think the director, George C. Wolfe, who has a big theatrical background, does his best to make it cinematic. Basically, the plot revolves around a studio recording in Chicago in 1927 with Ma Rainey, the queen of the blues, and her band recording a bunch of songs that they have made famous. And Viola Davis plays Ma Rainey. She is a diva. She wants things her way. It's going to be done her way. She's late arriving to the recording studio. All the musicians are there. The producers, who are white, all the musicians are black, were wondering where she is. And when she arrives, she basically lets them know she's the boss. We're going to sing it this way, or we're going to do it this way. The conflict in the film really takes place in the musician's studio. So they're in a separate studio from Ma Rainey where they'll be recording their instruments. And there's a trumpeter in the group played by Chadwick Boseman, the late Chadwick Boseman. And the trumpeter's name is Levy, and he is a hotshot young trumpeter. He's got ideas. He's got arrangements. He thinks that the arrangements for the songs they're going to be doing should be more upbeat, more jazzy. He thinks that Ma Rainey's versions of these songs are too slow, too sleepy, as he calls them, too bluesy, and he wants to kind of take this band into the jazz age. And that's where the conflict comes in, him butting heads with the very powerful Ma Rainey. The producers of the record want certain songs sung, certain songs they don't want sung. The producer continually clashes with Ma Rainey, and that's the backbone of the story. The story also really has to do with appropriation of songs. Who owns the copyrights to songs? Who can play these songs? Who really is the power? And of course, you can sense the racial tension. 1927 Chicago, Ma Rainey's band typically plays down south, but they've come to Chicago for this big recording contract, and they want to make it right. So the conflict between Davis and Boseman is real. Two outstanding performances. They really kind of tower above all the other actors with the performances, but the supporting performances are great too. Initially, when I started watching it, I thought, oh, it's going to be a play on film. But the performances are so good by Davis and Boseman that eventually you forget that you're watching a play on film. And for me, I could just focus that I was watching a movie. So I like this one a lot. I think it's going to get, for sure, Davis and Boseman are going to be up for lead actress and lead actor. It's going to be right in there with a lot of other awards. But I think the real strength of the film is taking you to a different time and place. And that time and place is the late 20s, Chicago, and how black musicians were trying to really get noticed, get recording contracts, but they still didn't quite have the power, Doug. They still didn't quite have the power of the producers and the people who owned these recording studios to get it done.
I'm always intrigued by August Wilson because his story is fascinating. He grew up in Pittsburgh, but he really became a famous playwright in the Twin Cities. He worked with the Playwright Center, which was a bunch of U of M undergrads and graduate students who put that together. And then an old classmate of mine, Lou Bellamy, in the Penumbra Theater Company put on a lot of his plays, and he gained a lot of fame there and went on to, you know, Broadway and everywhere else and the movies. Fences, obviously, was one of his others, and there's a connection there with Viola Davis and one of the producers, Denzel Washington.
Yeah, so Denzel is really the backbone behind these movies, Doug, because he signed a deal to get pretty much all of August Wilson's plays made into movies. And now the deal has gone to Netflix, and so that's what they're doing. And Fences did very well, as you know. Viola Davis won the Academy Award. I think she's going to be right in there this time. I don't know that she's going to win Best Actress, but she'll be nominated. Chadwick Boseman has a speech, and I can't tell you how all the conflict ends up, of course. You're going to have to watch this film yourself, but there's a lot of conflict. And the Chadwick Boseman character of Levy, this is a guy with a lot of promise. He's talented. He wants things to be different than they are. He wants to be the guy pulling the levers. He wants to be the guy that's going to start his own band, that's going to make music, that's going to do things his way. But he's a black man in 1927, and you only have so much power and so much control. And he has a speech near the end of the film that just might win him the Academy Award. It's a tremendous speech. He's great in it. You feel the torture this man is going through, what he wants out of his life and maybe can't get out of his life. And if Boseman wins the Oscar, you know, this final speech could be what does it. He'd be the third performer, as you know, Doug, to win an acting Oscar posthumously. Peter Finch, Heath Ledger are the other two. He's got a real chance. It's not a great year for the lead actor competition. I think Gary Oldman's going to be in there against him. Riz Ahmed for Sound of Metal, maybe Delroy Lindo in The Five Bloods. Those are probably going to be the main contenders, but he's got a real chance to pull this off, and what a great tribute to his life it would be if he can win the Academy Award.
I don't know the play very well, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, but I do know that we should explain what Black Bottom means. It's a dance.
It does not mean what maybe you and I were thinking of right away. It does not mean an appendage of the body for Ma Rainey, played by Viola Davis. Yes, it is a dance, and that song is very prominent in the movie. Some other songs are very prominent as well. And Viola Davis does some great singing when she finally sings. It's really great. It's a phenomenal performance. She doesn't really look like she looks in other movies, too. It's a very, you feel like you're really watching the Queen of the Blues, like a kind of a Bessie Smith type character. So it's a phenomenal performance. But yes, thank you for explaining what the title means.
Well, it was a famous dance at that time, and it did require a swat on your own behind, but I think occasionally touching bottoms with somebody else, but then we do that these days too. The Oscar trivia question this week, because I want to see this movie, obviously. You mentioned Viola Davis won an Oscar for Fences, and of course Denzel Washington was nominated for Best Picture and Best Actor for Fences. He didn't win. He did win a couple of other Oscars, though. For what?
He did. Glory, 1989 for Supporting Actor, and of course, Training Day 2001 for Lead Actor.
All right. The movie is Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It's got a couple of thumbs up from Matt and from Eve as well. I want to see this one. Thanks, Matt.